Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Nir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Ruven Hoffman, Ubari Hoffman. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is what we are doing to try to encourage resistance to the expulsion, the planned expulsion in Amonah. As of the time we're doing this program, they have not yet expelled the Jewish families from Amonah. And what is JTF's Hebrew movement doing in regard to the planned expulsion, including a new JTF Hebrew advertising campaign? We've got a new Hebrew advertising campaign in order to spread our message. And the second thing we want to discuss is the likely choice of Donald Trump for Secretary of State, a Jew-hating, despicable, greedy, nasty Exxon CEO. We're going to discuss that. Just disastrous. Trump's picks so far have been absolutely terrible. Terrible for America, terrible for Israel, terrible for the world. But anyway, let's start off with Amonah. Just to remind everybody, Amonah is a Jewish community in Judea and Samaria, and the evil Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry regime in Israel is planning to expel 40 Jewish families, destroy their homes, because they want to create a so-called Palestine state. They want to destroy Jewish settlements and they want to destroy Jewish communities in the land of Israel. And this anti-Semitic government of pogromists, this evil government, which people actually call right-wing, they're right-wing. These traitors are right-wing. These self-hating Jews are right-wing. They're the scum of the earth. This evil government now, they want to destroy the homes and expel these Jews from Amonah. JTF has always stated that when they come to expel Jews from their homeland, that every time that happens, there must be massive physical resistance. If tens of thousands of Jews showed up and said, we're going to block this with our bodies, we're going to prevent this expulsion with our bodies, there would be no more expulsions. That would end it. That would absolutely destroy the plans of Netanyahu and the Supreme Court and the Israeli army generals and the police and all the other characters in the evil Israeli Bolshevik establishment that want to create a so-called Palestine state, that want to bring Israel back to the suicidal pre-1967 borders and surrender Jerusalem, because that's what a so-called Palestine state will mean. Of course, there is no Palestine. There has never been a Palestine in history. There is no Palestinian people. All of this is a hoax and a complete historic fabrication. But they want to create a so-called Palestine state, which will be a Nazi terrorist murderous state in the heartland of biblical Israel. If this state is created, Israel will go back to boundaries that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. It'll be national suicide for Israel. And the only obstacle to this worldwide plan, the whole world is pressuring little Israel to commit suicide and accept this insanity. The only obstacle are the 100,000 Jews, 100,000 Jews who live over the wall that is being built. There's a wall being built now to separate pre-67 Israel from the biblical homeland of Judea and Samaria. About 100,000 Jews live on the other side of that wall. And those 100,000 Jews are the obstacle to creating this Nazi terrorist state, this Muslim Nazi terrorist state in the midst of biblical Israel. They're the obstacle. These 100,000 Jews are the obstacle to Israeli national suicide. And Amonah is one of those communities. And so they want to destroy Amonah. They've been throwing hundreds of Jews out of their homeland already. These are all tests because they want to eventually do a mass destruction of all the Jewish communities there, God forbid. And so there must be massive physical resistance. Now, in 2006, there were 8 or 9 Jewish families there that they decided to expel and they destroyed their homes. But there was physical resistance. Thousands of Jews came there to resist. And it was a catastrophe. For the first time, Jews finally did what they're supposed to do there. They finally resisted and really resisted. It was on Israeli television, and they were very brave, the Jews that when the Israeli police came with horses and were beating them and attacking them, they were very brave. Some of them sustained injuries, and it was a brutal process. But when the Israeli public saw that on television, they overwhelmingly said, no more, no more. We will not accept any more expulsions. And for 2 years, that was a left-wing Israeli government, for 2 years, the government did not touch any Jews in Judea and Samaria again. That was the end of expulsions for 2 whole years because of that resistance in 2006. If this was replicated every time they tried to expel Jews in Judea and Samaria, there'd be no more expulsions. And there'd be no hope of creating a so-called Palestine state. So that's why we are trying for many, many years, since the days of our beloved leader, Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our beloved leader, Rabbi Meir Kahana, tried to make this point in Yamit, in the Sinai, when the evil Likud government of Menachem Begin and Ariel Sharon handed over the entire Sinai to Muslim Nazi Egypt. When this was taking place, there was an attempt to stop that in Yamit. Yamit was a Jewish community in the Sinai, where they destroyed the homes of 3,000 Jews in the Sinai. And you had thousands of Jews there, but they did not resist the way they should have, and they didn't listen to Rabbi Kahana. He said there has to be vigorous physical resistance. Not violence, not shooting at soldiers or stabbing people or doing that type of violence, but just standing there with your body and refusing to leave and refusing to let them take you out. They have to take you out by force. And if there had been thousands and thousands of people doing that, we could have saved Yamit, we could have saved Sinai. Later on, by the way, in memoirs that were published by Israeli government officials, Rabbi Kahana was proven right. They said that if there had been thousands of people like that, Begin was quoted as saying he wouldn't have been able to carry out the expulsion in Yamit. So Rabbi Kahana was right in Yamit more than about 33 years ago, 34 years ago. He was right there when he said that Israel's only hope is if there's massive physical resistance when these expulsions take place. And this is something we've been urging. We urge Jews to do it in Gush Katif. We could have prevented the destruction of Gush Katif if this had happened. So what are we doing now? Well, in Amonah, we're urging people to go and resist. We're urging people to do that. And you have all these evil forces, these cowards, these filthy, stinking, collaborating cowards, like Arut Sheva and Zalman Melamed and Knesset member Yehuda Glick of the Likud party, and of course Naftali Bennett, that evil pig from the so-called Jewish Home Party, the Judenrat Home Party, and all these other figures in the establishment, the Yesha Council, of course, who betrayed the Jews in Gush Katif. Now they're betraying the Jews in Amonah. They're all telling the Jews, no, don't show up. You're going to hurt our image. It's going to hurt our image. It doesn't hurt your image to be brave and fight back. Being brave and fighting back helps your image. And who cares about the damn image? The one thing they understand is force. The one thing they understand is strength. If you constantly present weakness and surrender, there's no hope for saving anything if you're going to approach this with weakness and surrender. The only hope is through strength and through fighting back. And that should be the image. That should be the image that's presented in Amonah. You know, they once said to Rabbi Kahana, you know, you have such an extremist, violent, terrible image. What are you going to do to correct this? Aren't you going to try to correct this problem? And he said, do you know how hard I worked to get that image? And now, you know how much time I invested and how hard I worked to get that image? And now you want to take it away from me? That type of image can be very helpful when there are physical struggles or other struggles. That type of image actually can be very helpful. But this is something that the pathetic Jews of our generation don't understand. And that's why we in JTF, we're one of the few voices that consistently says there must be mass physical resistance, that consistently points to what happened in 2006, and we tell the Jews, these stupid, ignorant, cowardly, ghetto-minded Jews, that the only hope for stopping this is replicating 2006 in Amonah over and over and over again. But unfortunately, one thing we learn from history is that Jews in this generation don't learn. And the only way we're going to get them to learn is if we reach, instead of thousands of people, JTF has to reach millions of people. And so we have an advertising campaign. We've started an advertising campaign in Hebrew. And we're going to try to reach more people with our Hebrew videos. We've started advertising. And, of course, we need your help. The more money we get, the more we can advertise, the more people we can reach. And our message is the message of one of the few voices that is uncompromising. We are completely uncompromising. And we give a message of truth, politically incorrect truth. Truth. It's so needed. It's the last hope we have for preventing catastrophe. I don't think we're going to be able to save Amunah, God forbid. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think we're going to save Amunah. But at least there should be mass resistance there so there won't be another Amunah in the next month or the next 2 months or whatever. They're going to continue doing this until we lose everything. There must be mass resistance. Just like Martin Luther King did in the United States. Just like Mahatma Gandhi did in India. That's what we're talking about. When we say mass physical resistance, we mean with your bodies you block these criminal acts of expelling Jews from their homeland. Just like Martin Luther King did in America. Just like Mahatma Gandhi and his supporters did in India. That's what we're advocating on a massive scale. And believe it or not, that's so controversial. How could that be controversial? That's the least people should be doing. Anyway, you can support that message. Remember, when we were on Facebook and we started an advertising campaign, in 3 months, we got 27,000 members on Facebook in a country the size of Israel. A little country like Israel got 27,000 members in 3 months on Facebook. Then they took us down on Facebook. Okay, we're not doing it on Facebook anymore. We learned our lesson. But this time we're doing an advertising campaign which they can't take down, because if they take us down in one spot, we could do it in another spot. Everything's not concentrated on one site now. It's concentrated all over the place the way we're doing it, which has been our strategy since they took us down on YouTube in 2007. Our strategy has been to scatter ourselves in hundreds of different accounts, and it worked, and it's a strategy that works. So this time we learned our lesson. It takes us longer to reach people with this strategy, but at least with this strategy, it prevents them from being able to take us down. Because even if they take one of our accounts down, we've got hundreds of other accounts up all over the place. So it's, you know, and it's so easy, it's so simple, it's so fast for us to just put up another account. If they do that, to just do the same thing all over again. And we could even put up 10 more accounts. If they take one down, we could put 10 up in response. It's so easy. So that's the advertising campaign that we have going. We're reaching more people. We're reaching thousands of people. But we want to reach millions of people. We need your help for that. If we had a multi-million-dollar budget, let me repeat what I have said for many years. If Rabbi Kahana had a multi-million-dollar budget, he would have become prime minister. We would have brought the Mashiach. Rabbi Kahana would have changed things to the point where the Mashiach, the Messiah, would have come. We would have had the final redemption if Rabbi Kahana had been prime minister. I'm convinced of it. Because the Mashiach is knocking on the door. All these miracles like the Six-Day War and return to the land of Israel and ingathering of the exiles. I mean, these are the things that Chazal tell us are once this happens, you know, we have the Geulah already. We have the final redemption. It's at hand if only we open the door for the Mashiach to come in. We could have done that if Rabbi Kahana had a multi-million-dollar budget. Unfortunately, he didn't. And if we had a multi-million-dollar budget, within 6 months, we'd have a mass movement in Israel. 6 months. Give me a $10 million budget. Within 6 months, I'll have a mass movement in Israel. Okay, we don't have it. We don't have that type of budget. We're not even close. But with what we have, we got to reach as many people as we can. We got to work with what we've got. We are required to. Perfection cannot be the enemy of doing good. We have to work with what we got and do the best we can and hope that we'll get the results that we want to get. And you can make a difference in helping us get a lot further. Every check, every money order, every cash donation makes a difference. Made out to JTF, it makes a difference. If you send it to our post office box, it makes a difference. If you donate to us online, very conveniently with your credit card, you just go to our Hebrew site, hayamin.org. On hayamin.org, on top, there's a donate button in English. Within several minutes, you can very conveniently donate. It makes a difference. Every donation makes a big difference. It helps us reach more people. So that's the situation in Israel. We're going to see how it plays out. And again, we're one of the few voices that says that there should be mass resistance. And unfortunately, though, the tragedy is coming soon in Amunah. God forbid. I hope there's a miracle. I hope there won't be a tragedy, but it looks like there will be. But again, the more people we reach, the more people we wake up, the more we can prevent tragedies like this in the future and prevent the destruction of the Jewish settlement movement in general, which again is the last obstacle to Israeli national suicide. It's the only thing preventing Israeli national suicide. Let's get to our second subject, which is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is now likely to appoint the CEO of Exxon as Secretary of State. By the way, his whole administration are greedy, slimy business people, business leaders, who would sell their mother to make another dollar. To make another dollar on Wall Street, to make a little extra profit, to get ahead of their competitors, both for the money purposes and for the ego. They would sell their mother. They'd cut their mother's throat, these animals. They have zero, zero morality. Exxon, the oil companies, they have no morals. They deal with anybody. These are the people who dealt with Hitler during the Holocaust. These are the type of people who dealt with Stalin in Russia. These are the type of people like the guy that Trump wants to appoint as Secretary of State. He's a puppet. He's best friends with Soviet dictator Vladimir Putin. Putin who murders people in cold blood. Putin who blows up apartment buildings in Moscow to say, oh, we need state of emergency here. We have emergency. We have to have KGB come and protect everybody. You got to give me complete power. He himself blew up buildings, apartments. They saw the people. They saw the KGB agents from Putin coming out of the basements before the apartments were blown up and hundreds of people in Moscow, in the middle of Moscow, were killed. You know, the 9/11 conspiracy theories in America, that's ridiculous, okay? The conspiracy theories in America, that's nonsense. There was no conspiracy as far as 9/11. The Arab terrorists did crash the planes into the building and did murder 3,000 Americans. The conspiracy people are nuts in America. But in Russia, those things really do happen. In Russia, those things really do happen. Russia is not America. Although America's going to, you know, with Trump, maybe America's going to be moving in the direction it's going to be becoming like Russia, God forbid. Trump already appointed a Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, a vicious anti-Semite, an enemy of Israel, very anti-Israel, condemned the Jewish settlements, tries to blame the Jews for the problems that Arab Muslims cause against America. In other words, our enemies, the Arab Muslims, murder Americans and call for the death of America. And Israel and the Jews, the one loyal ally of America, they get the blame from Jew haters like James Mattis. He's the new Secretary of Defense. But the Secretary of State, the other big powerful position, because the two most important positions in national security and foreign affairs. What are the two most important positions? Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. Okay. Secretary of Defense, we already know, is a Jew hater, an enemy of Israel, someone who supported disastrous policies, was always wrong, always supported George W. Bush on the Iraq War, which was terrible, supported all the bad decisions that have been made. It was absolutely terrible, James Mattis. That's Trump's new Secretary of Defense. And his new Secretary of State is likely to be, according to news reports and according to Trump's staffers, his new Secretary of State is likely to be Rex Tillerson, who is the CEO of Exxon. This is the company, Senator Scoop Jackson of Washington, who once ran for president, said that these oil companies are traitors, should be charged with treason, because they were helping Saudi Arabia, Iran, all these Muslim oil-producing countries against their own country in order to make a profit. They were helping enemies of America, because these Muslim terrorist oil-producing countries are enemies of the United States. They're sponsors of international terrorism. They're mass murderers. They hate America. They teach 1.5 billion Muslims to hate America and call for the death of America. And they destroy the American economy. And the oil companies side with them against America, against their own country. That's what Exxon does. Completely disloyal. The oil companies are completely disloyal to America. They're multinational corporations with no loyalty to the United States. Trump was running against what he called the globalists. He's running against globalists? Everyone in his administration is a globalist. Goldman Sachs, he put Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Sachs self-hating Jew in charge of Treasury, being Secretary of the Treasury. He has another Goldman Sachs guy he's putting in charge of the Office of Budget and Management. He has Goldman Sachs people running the whole American economy now after he said that he was against Goldman Sachs. And how dare Ted Cruz's wife work for Goldman Sachs. But she never agreed with their policies. He's putting the people who are in charge of Goldman Sachs, who ran the whole company, he's putting them in charge of the whole U.S. economy now after hypocritically condemning Ted Cruz on that issue. And all the Trumpsters said, you can't support somebody who has any connection to Goldman Sachs. His wife worked for Goldman Sachs. And Trump himself was saying that Hillary Clinton had connections to Goldman Sachs. Well, and she did. And she is corrupt and she's despicable. But nobody was planning to put so many people from Goldman Sachs in charge. He's literally putting them in charge of the whole domestic economy of the United States. If they're saying that nobody should have any connection to Goldman Sachs. And then the two most powerful national security positions, the two most powerful foreign policy positions that will decide America's attitude toward Israel and toward other foreign policy issues, Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, he has the two worst globalist, internationalist, New World Order type people, the most establishment type people you could possibly pick. Trump, they said, was running against the establishment. He has the most establishment people any president has picked in decades. We have never seen an administration so filled with CEOs from multinational corporations that are disloyal to the United States, anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. He has all the worst people. That's anti-establishment? Exxon and Goldman Sachs and James Mattis and Rex Tillerson? That's anti-establishment. You can't get more establishment than those people. He's putting all the heads of the establishment in charge of everything. And his stupid, clownish, ignorant followers are continuing to cheer him on. And not only that, you know, Tillerson, who's likely to be a Secretary of State, is literally a puppet of Vladimir Putin, the Soviet dictator. He literally, and I'm saying Soviet dictator intentionally. People are going to say, don't you know the Soviet Union fell? No, Soviet. Vladimir Putin is a Soviet dictator and is governing like a Soviet communist leader in Russia. And his Secretary of State has been an ally and a puppet, of Vladimir Putin for many, many years, received awards from Vladimir Putin. Putin gave him awards for his loyalty to Russia, or, as I was going to say correctly, the Soviet Union. And he's an ally, as all the big oil, multinational oil companies are. He's an ally and a puppet of the Arab and Islamic oil-producing countries. He supports them and their agenda. He wants America to be dependent on foreign oil. Because they make more money. Exxon has kept America slavishly dependent, artificially dependent on foreign oil. There is no reason for America or the Western world or anyone to be dependent on Arab or Islamic oil. We easily have the resources to provide the energy needs of the whole world, easily, many times over, if we unleashed the American free market. But Exxon and the other monopolistic multinational corporations have fought against any attempt to free America of this artificial dependence on Arab and Islamic oil, which is the funding for Islamic terrorism. Islamic terrorism would have no funding. It would be a joke. It would be a paper tiger and a joke, if not for the trillions of petrodollars that flow into the treasuries of these Islamic dictatorial regimes that Rex Tillerson and Exxon are aligned with 100% and slavishly support and defend, because that's where they make their profits. That's going to be our new Secretary of State. And then we have a new Secretary of Defense who's just as bad. I mean, it's actually every bit as bad as what we warned you about during the campaign. And that's why we got to be there to warn the people of America, Israel, and the world about the dangers that lie ahead. That's why it's so important for JTF to succeed. Help us. We're beginning a big campaign now to publicize our videos and to move forward and expand the number of people who see our message. Help us. Be active on our main pages, jtf.org, hayamin.org. Help us financially. That's really, really vitally important. And help promote our Hebrew and our English videos. Together, if we work as a team, we can still make a difference. We can bring truth to the world, because sooner or later, eventually, people are going to see that our underlying message of what America should be doing and what Israel should be doing, our underlying message has always been correct. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.